Matthew 11:29.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
Right. You know, coming to Christ, we learn from Christ. He is our teacher. We had this morning, we discussed it at breakfast. Christ is our teacher through the Spirit of God. And you know, I'd like to talk to students. You know, I would say this to you folks. I know many of you are students in here. When you go, and you know, this is a bad topic to talk about right now because this is what, July? But in a few weeks, many of us are going to head back to places like this. And the first day of class, somebody is going to hand you a syllabus. With that syllabus will come objectives and assignments and all this. But in that syllabus is going to be some reading material. There will be, or should be, or maybe a textbook or books. Okay? If you want to do well in that class, now some people disagree with this, if you want to do well in that class, you better buy that textbook and you better read that textbook, or else you shouldn't do well in that class as far as I'm concerned. But you know what I want us to learn? This book here is the textbook for life. The Lord Jesus. Becoming a Christian means we learn from Him. And whenever I get up and read this book, I want for Him to teach me through the Spirit the things He wants me to learn. It's not just knowing a lot about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to know a lot about the Lord Jesus. But I really believe it's more important for us to learn from Him. Him teaching us individually what He wants us to learn. And I see that in this verse. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard Him. And I was thinking of John chapter 10. There's a verse in John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life. And I want to make a point here. I don't want to go too far off. Very important. I want to be very practical. Let me ask a question. How do we hear His voice? How do we hear His voice? My sheep hear His voice. How do you hear His voice? Through His word. Okay? We're not listening to some strange noise. And I'm not being joking about this, but we hear His voice when we quietly read His word. And He speaks to us. He's speaking to us. He's in heaven. We mentioned that earlier yesterday. He's exalted, but He's using this book to speak to you and me every single day. So, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus. I may pause there, but that is a burden of my heart this evening. Before we get into some of the other things that we're going to learn, you and I need on a daily basis to hear from the Lord Jesus, not just to learn about Jesus. It's great to learn about Jesus, but I want to hear Him teaching me. I want to learn from Him. I need to learn from Him, and that's for everybody. Maybe others might want to.
I'll just make the link, I think, that as you've already made, that verses 17 to 19 show us the easiest path. You know, when a stream is flowing, it carves out the path of least resistance. Verses 17 to 19 are the path of natural flow for us. It's what they used to be, and it's what all of us would have been, naturally speaking. And so when verses 20 and 21 come in as kind of like a fulcrum to bring us to verses 22 to 24, that this learning is the means by which the natural flow is diverted. We have learned from Christ. We have heard Him. And also verse 20 has also this thought of just learning Christ, learning the Christ, being discipled. That learning is the disciple kind of learning. Being discipled in the school that Christ would teach us in, becoming fashioned like Him. And if verses 22 to 24 are going to develop, I know Sam will take us there, it means that our old course has to be undone. And it can't be undone by our willpower. Willpower takes us a little ways. We can work really hard at not cheating if we have a habit of cheating. We can work really hard at not lying if we have a habit of lying. But our willpower just doesn't take us far enough. We have to be discipled in this school to learn Christ, to hear him, to be taught by him, and then we are able to make further progress.
The purpose of a disciple is to become like the one whose feet he's sitting at.
Mm.
And in this verse in Ephesians, where it says you've not so learned or learned the truth as it is in Jesus, it's that the moral features, and I'll explain what I mean by that, but the moral features of Christ be seen in me. And the moral features are what he was here as a man walking in this scene for the glory of God, that those same features be seen in you and I. That's because he says, the verses that Sam mentioned, he says, first of all, he says, you're different. You're different than the world. And why are you different than the world? Because Jesus is different. Jesus is different than the world. When he was here, he was different. And in fact, as the gospel that portrays the Lord Jesus as a man that displays those moral features in the gospel of Luke, it says in chapter 4 that they marveled at what gracious words proceeded out of his mouth. The moral features of the Lord coming forth, his character coming forth in his life. It says in Acts 10:38 that he went about doing every manner of good. The moral features of the Lord Jesus being displayed in this scene, unlike the world that he came into, he displayed a different type of character. And that's what we're called to display. And so as we sit at the feet of the one we learn from, mm-hmm. it's not just learning about him, as has been said, but it's learning his ways. It's becoming spending so much time with him. And you know how it is sometimes when a couple's been married a long, long time, you start becoming like them. Mm-hmm. I heard my mother-in-law say that once about my wife, that she's becoming just like him. And I'm not sure that was a compliment, but that's what it is. The moral features of Christ that we're spending so much time that, if I could reverently say this, things are rubbing off and we're becoming like him. That's what this verse, when it says, have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. It's not knowledge. It's the truth that's in the characteristics that are in Christ is coming forth.
Okay, at this point, I have to divert from the New King James or King James. Pardon me, folks. I have to read from the Darby translation. And I can tell you the reason why. When you read verses 22 to 24, which I read this week, it says that you put off, and by the way, this is connected with as the truth is in Jesus. There's a colon there. And Darby has it a little bit different. But the point here is that you put off. This is connected with the truth is in Jesus. That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt and so on. Darby has it like this. And I'm going to read this carefully. Let me back up. If you have heard him and been instructed in him according as the truth is in Jesus, and in parentheses, namely, your having put off according to the former conversation, the old man which corrupts itself according to the deceitful lusts, being renewed in the spirit of your mind, and your having put on the new man, which according to God is created in truthful righteousness and holiness. And the last part here, wherefore having put off falsehood. Okay, I want somebody to help me here. I've just read that. When I read it that way, how does that differ in its implication to what you read here in the King James, or however the way it is written? How does that come across to you?